Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. So I'll start out this podcast by going back to No Agenda episode 1320, where John C. Dvorak talks about, well, the state of current journalists.
So we got another situation here where journalists are bitching and moaning about free speech. And these are the same journalists that don't like WikiLeaks because it reveals too many secret documents, which they should be happy to see. Or they're the same ones that slamming Snowden, or the same journalists. I'm thinking of Richard Engel in this case, who doesn't want to see the released CIA torture memo. Yes. These types of people. Yeah. So ProPublica is anti-journalists. Nice. Good for them.
One of the things that allows journalists to do their job is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States, but also the free flow of information. And if your mission is really about truth, then you should be all for the free flow of information, because that allows the truth to emerge. Now, I never considered myself a journalist. Well, maybe briefly at one point when I was blogging on a regular basis, yeah, you could consider me a journalist. And in fact, I did write for an outfit at one point as a blogger, and I was getting paid for it, not a ton of money, and you know, that market just went to crap very quickly, and even back, you know, more than 10 years ago when I was doing some of that stuff, there was definitely pressures to, well, you know, first of all, satisfy advertisers, no surprise there, and certainly you have some issues with, well, they want to control the narrative, and I've seen it happen. Just even in my own limited experience, and I can only imagine what happens in newsrooms today. But I have to wonder if it's individual journalists that really think this, or if it is individual journalists that think this because that's how they keep their job. In corporate environment, sometimes you have to say things that you may not believe. And I have to think that the public is able to figure out when somebody is saying something that they don't believe versus somebody who's being forthright and honest. At least I hope so. A challenge we face as individuals is, well, there is quite a lot of information out there. The problem is trying to figure out what's actually true. And what bothers me is certainly the suppression of information, which kind of tells me that maybe the information that's being suppressed is actually true, and people don't want that to get out. That's a nefarious view, and I don't know that people believe that that is actually going on, but to me, it seems like that's the case. And this is a large reason why I've mostly limited myself in terms of social media and how I consume it, and what I'm willing to consume it from. One of the presentations that one of my coworkers gave at the conference that my work put on talks about this cyber warfare that's happening. And there is, you know, again, it's easy to just manufacture information or something that looks like it's legitimate. And we all have to be on guard for it. And yeah, and you know, when she was showing me the presentation and going through it, it was definitely, it's stuff that I knew from conversations that I've had with other folks and just following the news and the technology. But yeah, this is all something we have to worry about. And unfortunately, I don't really have an answer as to how to determine fake news from real news or real news from the truth even, right? We all have to come to our own conclusions, and I think that's, we can't necessarily rely on the word of one person or the word of one organization because, yeah, we have to sort of triangulate. And I think the way we get to the truth is not by suppressing what we perceive as a lie, but by allowing more information to be out there. It's the whole, yeah, you know, the cure for, you know, speech you don't like is more speech, right? And this is kind of gets to the First Amendment things, and you know that seems to be under attack lately, especially on the mainstream social networks, which is one of the reasons I've decided that I'm not going to spend a lot of time there. It's not worth my time, my energy. I mean, it's a shame because there's some people that I want to interact with there, but I have to limit myself because yes, they're designed in ways to get you to stay there more and more, and that's not healthy. And you know, and of course, I've been on a health kick as of late, and I think the last year I've really learned a lot about myself just in terms of the you know, there's you know, when you think you've kind of got it dialed down, there's still a little bit more work to do, right? And so that, and I've had to limit that as a mental health thing, really. And most of, you know, again, most of social media is maybe not relevant that much. It is how I follow what's going on in the world, so I can't completely disconnect from it, and it's also part of my day job. But I don't have to give it as much of my attention because that is the one thing that you can't take away from me, is that I can choose to put my attention wherever I want. That's still, you know, there's as much as people want to control that or suck you into giving attention to, you know, something or other, you have a choice. And the more that we exercise that and we focus our attention on things that actually matter to us, the better off we'll be, I think. Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.